Good morning. A cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most locations waking up in the upper 20s and lower 30s. We have a lot of clouds around, especially along a front that's draped across the region and mainly along the New York-Pennsylvania border, New York City, and the New England coast. Today, this front will slide to the north, and the wind will flip around from south to north throughout most of the region. As a result, from I-90 and points south, highs will be in the 50s, even some lower 60s in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, with readings staying in the 40s and even some 30s as you head north toward the Canadian border, where the front will take longer to move through. In fact, that front may not even get to the Canadian border before it stalls out tonight. And as it heads back south, we'll pick up more clouds and occasional showers overnight. There'll be areas of fog as well, as most everyone drops back into the upper 30s and lower 40s, and even all the way down into the lower 30s across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, where we could even see some snow showers overnight. For tomorrow, the front will stay along the New York-Pennsylvania border and south toward New York City and the New England coast. That'll keep most, if not the entire region, in the cooler 40s for highs. A wave of low pressure will work its way along the front, and that'll keep showers in the forecast as well. In fact, another wave of low pressure heading our way on Wednesday will produce a northeasterly wind flow and even cooler air. And a lot of places will be stuck with clouds and a cold rain on Wednesday, and some places seeing even some spotty freezing rain or sleet. Highs on Wednesday will stay in the lower 40s. On Thursday, as the front bounces back to the north, a wave of low pressure will track through the Great Lakes. That'll keep skies mostly cloudy, but just a couple of showers in the area as temperatures push back into the upper 40s to around 50. Then we'll break out into the milder air Friday and into the weekend with highs back up into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories have been issued along the Canadian border from Washington State through Idaho and Montana. Accumulations will be relatively minor, with 1 to 2 inches below 2,500 feet and 2 to 4 inches above 2,500 feet. Meanwhile, critical fire weather conditions will be in place with a very dry air mass across much of the southwest. Temperatures are forecast to warm into the 80s to 90s across parts of the region, with wind gusts near 40 miles per hour and relative humidity values in the single digits. Rapid growth and spread is likely with any fires that start. These conditions will remain in place through at least the middle of this week. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Bogota, Colombia, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday. The last report of hail was at Stockholm, Sweden, at 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with snow showers and fog, 5 above 0, with a northwest wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 34 degrees. The dew point 26, 73% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.31 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Fort Myers, Florida, to a low of 15 below zero at Nine Mile Bridge, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the lower 60s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 42 degrees, the low 25. The average temperature, 34, that's 10 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, a trace of snowfall for the month, which is 0.6 inch below average, and 75.9 inches for the season, which is 18.6 inches of snow above average. There were 31 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 114, that's 2 above average, and 6,329 for the season, which is 344 heating degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high, 82, set in 1921, and the record low, 14, in 1943. Sunrise this morning was at 6:29 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:27 p.m., 12 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with a few rain or snow showers today and highs holding in the 40s. Cloudy, with rain and snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cloudy with a chance of showers tonight and lows in the middle 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid 50s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with a chance of showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with a cool rain and temperatures holding in the 40s. More cold rain on Wednesday, maybe even some freezing rain in spots in the lower 40s. And Thursday, back to the upper 40s with just a few scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. Milder on Friday with scattered showers in the upper 50s. Breezy, a little bit cooler for the weekend, but dry with a mix of sun and clouds both days and highs in the middle 50s for Saturday and Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.